rides would melt. If they could take a look at Santa Claus's buckle, his belly's called pot, that's why he can chuckle.
Santa Claus, the original hippie, who is the guy who could always fly long before the Wright brothers learned to cry. He's been taking trips since 1583, and he can take a trip without LSD.
Who wears a collar and cuffs of fur? For all we know, there's beads under there. 'Cause he was the first to smell hippie clothes. That's why his fingers up against his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie. He's been taking trips since 1583, and he can take a trip without LSD.
Who wears a collar and cuffs of fur? For all we know, there's beads under there. 'Cause he was the first to smell hippie clothes. That's why his fingers up against his nose.
Santa Claus, the original hippie.
Hip, 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 hippie.
Hi, my name is Andra Faye.
My name is Gaya Degbalola.
And I'm Ann Rabson, and we are
Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women.
Wishing you
a very happy
and merry, merry
Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Who you calling ho?
You know who I'm calling ho.
I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane. Doggone this Christmas shopping. Well, I wonder if I'll ever get through. Tried to get everybody something that they wanted, but I didn't know what to get you. I read the kids' letters to Santa Claus. I read them over one by one. And I'd surely like to get my hands on the fella that said Christmas shopping's fun. I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane. Well, I must have walked 100 miles or more. I went to every store in town. My feet started swelling and my head started aching, and I couldn't find a place to sit down. But to tell you the truth, well, I really don't mind it. I could even walk another mile. 'Cause on Christmas morning when they open up the presents, well, it's worth it just to see them smile. I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane.
Great John,
bringing up Christmas all night long, all night long, bringing up Christmas all night long.
I sure hope you enjoyed that set of, if you will, silly Christmas songs. Buck Owens, Homer and Jethro, and Robin and Linda Williams. But let me first tell you that you're listening to Brad Lefwich and Linda Higginbotham play Breaking Up Christmas from an old LP I have lying around the house called No One to Bring Home Tonight. They put that out on the county label, as I said, back in 1984.
Hey, children off the bed, you wake up gingerbread, gingerbread, you wake up gingerbread.
Okay, what did you just hear? Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from Robin and Linda Williams doing Shotgun Shells on a Christmas Tree. I thank Maggie from Michigan so much for reminding me about that song a couple years ago. And it's from Robin and Linda Williams' record, The First Christmas Gift. Then Homer and Jethro gave us Santa Claus, the original hippie, from their 1968 release, A Cool Crazy Christmas. And then a single the Buck Owens put out in the late 1960s, Christmas Shopping. All right, that was all a lot of fun. Looking ahead to our little gospel set, we're going to close the show with. Looks like we've got three holiday gospel songs for you. And the first one is a heartbreaker from the Family Soul. Where's the line to see Jesus?
Christmas time was approaching, snow starting to fall, shoppers choosing their presents, people filling the mall, children waiting for Santa with excitement and glee. Little boy tugged my sweater, looked up and asked me, where's the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the store? If Christmas time is his birthday, why don't we see him more?
Hi, this is Marcia Ball wishing you a joyous Noel. Remember to share your love at Christmas time and all through the coming year. Thanks.
Oh, Christmas candle, please light up the way back to my memories of yesterday. Icicles hanging on evergreen trees, buttery snowflakes that fell on all over the land. Oh, Christmas candle, please light up the way to when I would ride on a small wooden sleigh, riding on snow just as pure as the heart of sweet baby Jesus in his mother's arms.
Starlight that glistened on snow-covered hills
when Christmas was holy and still. Christmas candle, please light up the way into the past and the innocent days when we were just children with hearts full of trust and we thought that Christmas was all about us.
There by the fireside with sweet smelling wood,
we promised that we would be good.
To outrun all the
and fear turn to stone from uncried tears. And now it's your grace I seek, and love my soul renewed and my heart released. In you I find my peace. Wondrous child of whom the angels sing, know my joy. Shining star, make this love you bring so bright that I may believe that my way will not be lost from now on till that river's crossed. My soul and my spirit free, in you I'll find my peace, in you I'll find my peace.
Hey everybody, thanks very much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast today. Let me tell you about that little gospel set we heard to close down today's show. Back at the beginning of the set, the family Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L, gave us Where's the Line to See Jesus, a heartbreaker from their 2018 record, Best Gift of All. Then Doyle Lawson gave us Oh Christmas Candle, and I played that from a compilation that came out in 2007 called Christmas Grass 2, T-O-O. And then the last thing on the set was a new song, Jesse Terry, doing the title track from his new compilation, his new album, Peace, a Christmas Collection. So that was Peace. And I hope you all continue to have peace and goodwill through this holiday season and all year round. I am Mando Richard, and I thank each and every one of you for having listened to all or part of today's episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD, and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC, and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from Keysport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM. Hey, if you want to get in touch with me, just drop me email. Amando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Gmail or Yahoo. Hey everybody, be well, stay safe, be kind to each other, not just during the holiday season, but all year long. Thanks everybody, and I'll see you next week on the radio. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the older music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Tune into the Saturday Light Brigade, where host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on WRCT Pittsburgh.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mac, and it comes to you each and every week at this time. So mark it on your calendar, put it in your phone, give yourself a reminder, be like, dude, I gotta tune in, I gotta listen. And in fact, at this time each and every week, I do a thing called the Mac. What is the mock? I take a word, artist, performer, a theme, and I play some cover songs or tribute songs or whatever. I do something that is related to that theme for, I don't know, anywhere from 8 to 40 minutes. It just depends on the inspiration, I guess. Before I get into the mock of tonight, and I'll tell you, and I say tonight, I could say today, I could say this morning. It just depends when you are listening. I got to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, all those stomps in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection's too big. No collection is too small. Again, Attic Records is located in Millvale. You can call them at 412-821-8484. So for the mock, for the mock this week, we're doing something a little different, yet special, but not different, because we've done it in the past few months over the summer. The Mockster wants to kind of regenerate some old mocks. Maybe you weren't a listener 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 15 years ago, and you missed a mock. So I am pulling some rewind mocks, some flashback mocks, some throwback mocks, whatever you want to call them, into my mix on upcoming shows, including this show. So I am going back to a mock that originally aired on WRCT on September 28th of 2007. So we're talking 14 years ago. And you're like, okay, dude, okay. Can you tell me who that mock was? And I'm like, I can. In fact, here, let me turn off my background music so that I can give you the full effect of what is, or who, I should say, is going under the mock light. What? Yeah.
Just take those old records off.
Tom Cruise is going, no, Bob Seger. It's a Bob Seger mock on this episode of the Viva La Mac radio program. I'd like to call him a hometown boy. He's a home state boy. As many of you know, I am originally from the great state of Michigan. Bob Seger, also a Michigander, if you wondered what they call people from Michigan. Michigander. Born in May of 1945. Bob is actually 76 years old. So think about it. He was only, 61 or 62 when I did the mock originally. But now he's 76. He was born in Detroit, raised in Ann Arbor. And I know that he was raised in Ann Arbor because my high school physics teacher went to high school with him. He did. He said they never hung out. They weren't friends, but and I believe they went to Ann Arbor Pioneer School. So for you people knowing the school systems up there, I believe that's the school that Bob went to. I think. Anyway, so Bob Seger is going underneath the mock light. Got a bunch of songs related to Bob, whether he wrote them, sang them, or you'll just figure it out. You'll figure it out. We are starting off the Bob Seger mock with something from the late 1970s from his Get It album. It's Dave Edmunds in Get Out of Denver.
I still remember Rippers Autumn and the moon was shining. I 60 Cadillac was rolling through Nebraska whining. Doing 120, man, the fence was bending over. Heading out for the madness, knowing me was traveling further. All our parts were blazing and the spinning wheels were turning, turning. Had my girl beside me, brother, brother, she was burning, burning. A funky Baptist preaching Southern funky school teacher. She had a land on something heavy, but we couldn't reach her. We told her that we needed something that would keep us going. She put out all she had and paid it on the counter showing. All I had to do was lay my money down and pick it up. The cops came busting in and then we laid out in a pickup truck and go.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out its one-note song, and you think about the woman or the girl the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do, and you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. Here I am on the road again, there I am up on the stage, here I go. Star again, there I go, turn the page. Will you walk into a restaurant strung out from the cold, and you feel their eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold? You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talking, other times you can. It's the same old cliche, is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, so you don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again, here I am up on the stage, here I go playing star again, here I go turn the page. as the sweat pours from your body, like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, and you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Here I am on the road again. Here I am up on the stage. Here I go playing Scar again. There I go, turn the page. Here I am. Come on.
Seger, number called Rosalie.
Up and down.
Helicopters here on 88.3 FM WRCT, wrapping up a Bob Seger mock with their version of Her Strut from the Respect the Rock America split they did with Glucifer. Some live Thin Lizzy in there from the late 1970s with Rosalie. Juice Newton, speaking of 1970s, 1977's Come to Me album brought us her version of Fire Down Below. 1985 is when Waylon Jennings released the Turn the Page album featuring the title track, Bob Seger's Turn the Page. Dave Edmonds in there from the late 70s as well, off of his Get It CD, doing the song you hear in the background right now, Get Out of Denver. And that wraps up a mock. That is a Bob Seger mock
that originally aired on WRCT during the Viva La Mock radio program on September 28th, 2007. If you ever have a suggestion for a mock, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Or if you're like, hey, Mockster, have you ever mocked? And then you insert whomever you're reaching out about and see if I can maybe find an archive of that mock and let's hear how it sounds. Updated, maybe. I don't know. We're just playing along. We're having fun. Speaking of having fun, I've got, what, a little over a half hour left of the Viva La Mock radio program, at least this portion of the Viva La Mock radio program. So, you know, I should probably get some more music. So there's this artist that I was familiar with, you know, a couple of the hits that the artist had, and dug back, found a 7-inch from 1980-81 from said artist. Recently found out this artist was a member of the Motors. And the Mockster has enjoyed some of the songs of the Motors that he knows. And you're asking yourself, okay, Mockster, who's this artist? I'm here to tell you. It's Bram Tchaikovsky. Let's dance. Get on those dancing shoes. Everybody, let's dance. Hey, you're not dancing. I'm watching you. You can watch me, wrct.org, for our webcam. I'm just teasing you now.
I don't know anyone. shoes. All the time I'm missing hits. All the time I'm dropping clues. I've been married.
On this useless night, with you so far away, I stand in front of this Ferris wheel and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And all the drunks just stumble by and mumble their abuse. Tell me, what is the use? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? After so long, nobody's wrong. After so
nobody's
This is Greg Keeler from Blue Rodeo, and you're listening to Viva La Mock, 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
No.
Title track from the Judy Batts Native Son release here, wrapping up that set of music on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Judy Batts Blue Rodeo from the Casino album with What Am I Doing Here? I believe it's actually based on a true story of literally they were playing a show under a Ferris wheel at like a carnival or something like that. Pogues in there as well, Sunny Side of the Street. Went back to Deeper Well for some Not a Surf and Pressure Free. And start off that entire set with Brant Tchaikovsky from a 7-inch from 1980. I had to look at the label. 1980s when that came out. Let's Dance. Gets us to where we are now. We're pushing. We're like under 20 minutes. Let's say 17 and a half minutes before we get to the top of the hour. So we've got to wrap up a Viva La Mock radio program because, well, we've got to do that at some point. Again, if you got a suggestion for a song for a future show, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Until then, how about something from Elf Power?
It's Quivering Quake here on Viva La Mock.
To the